USA Radio News with Wendy King.
New details are being released on the El Paso massacre as Congress tries to decide what to do about new gun legislation. In Washington, D.C., right before leaving for a New Jersey vacation, President Trump spoke of a possible attempt at making it tougher for people to get guns if they shouldn't have them.
We have tremendous support for really common sense, sensible, important. I think my base relies very much on common sense, and they rely on me in terms of telling them what's happening.
The El Paso shooter was charged with 22 killings at a Walmart. Patrick Crucius told police that he specifically targeted Mexicans when he opened fire in the Walmart. The affidavit also gives details of the arrest. Crucius got out of his vehicle with his hands raised and stated out loud, "I'm the shooter." This is USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
Hi, I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Eris, and I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
The World Food Program reached an agreement with Houthi rebels in Yemen to allow the agency to resume food deliveries in the civil war-torn nation. The UN program said it will register 9 million people in areas controlled by the Houthis where aid will be delivered. An estimated 12 billion Yemenis need aid every month. Thousands of civilians have died or been pushed to the brink of starvation since the civil war began 4 years ago. Immigration agents rounded up nearly 700 workers in a massive sweep at seven Mississippi food processing plants. After the El Paso shooting, the president is receiving heavy criticism over his rhetoric on immigration. But he is still standing by the large-scale raids in Mississippi. Many young children were left alone and crying after their parents were taken away. The president reaffirmed his stance.
They're going to be brought out. And this serves as a very good deterrent.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
According to a federal appeals court, Facebook's facial recognition data used to identify friends tagged in photos violates the Illinois Biometric Information Privacy Act. Facebook could pay fines of $1,000 to $5,000 per violation, which could total billions of dollars. A flight attendant has been arrested for being drunk on the job. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has details.
The sole flight attendant on a flight operated by United Airlines out of Chicago O'Hare International Airport to South Bend, Indiana, was intoxicated. This passenger tells ABC News,
"It was clear that she was inebriated in some capacity. She had no coordination, no balance, was incomprehensible over the microphone. One of the other passengers did get up at a certain point and help her sit down in her jump seat and actually buckle her in, as if she was like a helpless child."
Police have charged 49-year-old Julianne Martz with public intoxication after the incident. The passenger also says,
"What I saw on the flight that day was a very concerning and confusing scene."
Sarah Nelson is the president of the Flight Attendants Association of America, and she says,
"It's unacceptable for anyone to have a distraction when they're performing safety-sensitive work or to be impaired in performing that safety-sensitive work."
March does admit to having a few drinks before the flight, although her blood alcohol content was 0.204, which is five times the legal limit for flight attendants. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.